It's me again. So, just a wee thing, Fred. The last time I spoke to you, I had a lot of people write to me and saying, how's your STD, by the way? And, yes, silly arses, I told you in the show, I didn't have an STD. It was when I was a younger man, when I was a teenager. Why would I have an STD now? Fucking listen to the show, you idiot. Anyways, on to this week's episode. So I was reading the news, doing the pub with Tam there, and he showed me this newspaper about this Facebook guy, Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerberg, or whatever the fuck he's called. Anyways, he showed me this newspaper thing about this Zuckerberg guy. He's been, like, Facebook got a whistleblower about this the stuff that Facebook's doing to kids and to privacy and shit like that, and how it's been a really bad place for bairns and looking at the mental health. And that's the thing, because, I mean, mental health's an important issue, and I'm not going to speak bad about that at all. But I'll tell you what, though. If you look at this fucking Mark Zuckerberg person, I don't know if you know him or not, and I don't know if you've seen a picture of him or whatever, but if you look at him, Jesus Christ, he looks like a penis that's wearing a wig, and like a circumcised penis at that. I mean, if you see him, what a fucking weird-looking thing he is. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I'm saying to myself when Tam showed me the story, says, for fuck's sake, people are complaining about the privacy and all that shit, what this Facebook platform's causing. And then you look at this guy and think, how the fuck do you want to charge this guy with your privacy and your data? Are you bar bags or what? I mean, you just need to look at the man and know that he's someone you report on fucking Crime Watch or something like that for hanging around the schools. He's not like a person you trust just by looking at him, you know what I mean? Anyways, I was reading the story, you know, everybody's up in arms and everything about the, you know, all the privacy and all the stuff, and I didn't trust Facebook and everything. For fuck's sake, what are you using it for then? Well, you're a platform that you didn't even trust, and then you're complaining about the fact that that platform is doing things that you didn't trust. I didn't understand that. That's like saying, well, I'm going to cross the road, but I didn't trust the traffic being on the road because there's a motorway. And I'm thinking, why the fuck are you wanting to cross a motorway when you can, that the traffic is busy and you probably die? It's stupid. Your brain's in your ass. So anyways, why are you... So I'm looking at the story again, and I'm thinking, all right, I get it, I understand and everything, but Jesus Christ, what? Just fucking leave Facebook. Didn't he sign up for it in the first place? And like, didn't he even go back on it? If you can, that something's wrong with it, come off it and get off and just stop using it. It's not as if you're getting paid to go on it and be on it every day. Get outside, take a walk, take a picture of your family outside and share it with your family. Stop uploading it to Facebook. Ken, I really don't know about this. So anyways, that's all I've got to say this week. I mean, it's not a long one, but it's fucking common sense. If you're complaining about something and then you complain and you continue to use that thing, then how the hell are you going to complain about it? Right? That's just that. That's like paying a prostitute for a nice night and then complaining that you didn't get your money's worth because you only came once and after 10 seconds, but you still got charged the full hour. That's your fault for being A, shite in bed and dumb. That's all I can say. If you didn't want to spend money, have a wank. I don't even can. So anyways, stop complaining about shit that you can have stuff to deal with. You know what I mean? Right. Till next week, I'll try leaving a happy note. So on the plus side, at least my false teeth didn't fall in my beard tonight. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have another beer now. I'll see you next time, eh?